107.1 CJCSFM. Good morning. I'm Jamie Caudle. Another fun weekend for the family at Wildwood Conservation Area. Hannah Ritzma is on the line. Good morning, Hannah.
Good morning, Jamie.
Hannah, you had a busy day yesterday. It started it off bright and early yesterday with coffee and donuts. Is that right?
Oh, what a treat that was.
And that was with the Zaire's Donut Day giveaway contest. So I dropped by, said hi to you and the great staff there. And they tucked into those donuts. I think they were pretty happy about that.
Oh, they were so good. Thank you so much to Zaire's and Starbucks for providing us that. And shout out to Jennifer, who nominated us.
That's right.
Staff works so hard, so it's nice to get a treat once in a while.
Absolutely. And it's a great photo. So you can check that out, of course, on our Facebook page and our socials. And how did the scavenger hunt go yesterday? That was a nice day for that.
Oh, it was such a nice day for it. So the scavenger hunt went amazing, and a lot of kids won a bunch of prizes for cracking the code.
Okay, it's all about cracking the code. There you go. We got another busy weekend coming up, Hannah. Let's spotlight two events happening Saturday.
We have Stream Safari at 10 a.m. meeting at Campground B parking lot. We're going to dip our nets and find different critters, and we got some rain. So we should be finding different creepy corallies and critters in the river. We also have a kids' craft at 1 p.m. at the Visitor Center. And it's a surprise kids' craft, but one thing I know for sure is we're going to be making buttons. That's something that's always so much fun. You can make your own buttons at the kids' craft.
I love it. So great get-together, especially for the young ones. Stream Safari at 10 a.m., and that's at meeting at Campground B parking lot, and then there's the Kids Craft, 1 p.m. at the Visitor Center, and as we say, gate fees apply. But we've got some big events as we're inching closer to the long weekend. We have a very special event slated for this coming Tuesday. Is that right?
Yeah, summer is coming to an end, but we're definitely not slowing down at Wildwood. So on Tuesday, August 26th, at the Beach Pavilion at 7 p.m., we're welcoming back Patsy Day, and we're going to be doing the 13 Grandmother Moons teaching, and we're going to be making corn husk dolls as well. So it's going to be a really, really interesting night. And coming up on our Thursday event, we have our Bug Safari, where we're going to be finding different bugs at 1 p.m. We have an Owl Prowl at 7 p.m., this coming Thursday, and there's no registration involved for that as well. So we're so excited. So many different events coming up.
Oh my gosh. And then of course for the long weekend on August 30th, we'll just give folks the heads up, astronomy and stargazing will be back.
Yes, it's such a big hit. So we have astronomy and stargazing at 9 p.m. at the Beach Pavilion. Oh, that weekend's going to be so fun. We have a kids' bingo, we have a discovery hike, and Sunset Diner is going to be coming back for their food truck. It's going to be another busy weekend.
But as we mentioned, a very special get-together for this coming Tuesday. It's Patsy Ann Day of Oneida Nation for a family-friendly night of storytelling, crafting. And we should, again, remind folks, this is a free event. Registration is required. The past events have been huge for this.
Yes, it's going to be so and fun, and Patsy is just so incredibly knowledgeable, so it's so interesting doing crafting and storytelling with this event. And yes, emphasis on the free. Registration is required, but we are completely waiving gate fees that night, so this is a completely free event.
All right, so that's for coming up Tuesday, August 26th. So many more great events happening this weekend, and as we get closer to the long weekend too, we'll check in for next Friday. Hannah Ritzma and the very happy staff with Wildwood Conservation Area. Thanks so much, Hannah. Have another great weekend.
Bye, Jamie.